From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Once every 4 years, an extra day is tacked on at the end of February, resulting in a leap year that is 366 days as opposed to the typical 365 days. But where does this leap day come from? Well, the extra day can be traced back to the way the Earth orbits the Sun. It takes approximately 365 and a quarter days for the Earth to complete one trip around the Sun, which is obviously slightly different from the human-made Gregorian calendar, which is 365 days. To make up for the slight difference between the celestial calendar and the Gregorian calendar, once every 4 years, February has 29 days instead of 28. So what would happen if we didn't have a leap year? A difference of one quarter of a day is virtually imperceptible on a year-to-year basis, but in the long run, it would wreak havoc on the seasons. The one quarter of a day would add up over decades and then centuries and cause the seasons to shift on the calendar. As the Smithsonian explained on its website, over a period of about 700 years, our summers, which we've come to expect in June in the Northern Hemisphere, would begin to occur in December. There are exceptions to the rule that a leap year is once every 4 years. On occasion, we leap over a leap year as it takes the Earth closer to 365.24 days to complete one orbit around the Sun instead of exactly 365.25 days. If left unchecked, this fraction of a day would throw off the calendar. The rule is that if the year is divisible by 100, but not divisible by 400, the leap year is skipped. The year 2000 was a leap year, for example, but the years 1700, 1800, and 1900 were not. The next time a leap year will be skipped is the year 2100. That's all for now. Head on over to AccuWeather.com for forecasts and more articles like this one. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.